RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Marang.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce here. The firm of Harris and Marang. No Danny today. He's got a couple days off that he scheduled, and so we'll do the heavy lifting here. If you missed any in the first hour, you can download that. The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app. Wherever you get your podcasts, over on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/1051thefan. If you missed Rashad and Joe this morning, you can catch that out on YouTube. If you're going to miss primetime this afternoon, you can always check that YouTube, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Rewind, fast forward, except for in the future, because that would be impossible. Joining us for this hour is a surprise guest for you. This would be my wife.
Hello.
My wife, preschool, in the house for an hour. I thought it'd be a little fun today to have a little goof-offness, as we do live here in Dead Week.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you waiting for Dead Week to invite me.
Yes, of course, of course. Okay. When it matters the most, babe. When it matters the most. Uh-huh. Well, I thought it'd be fun to sit here and just kind of talk because I am new to this full-time.
Yes.
But I am not new to sports. And so I'm curious to kind of pick your brain a little bit about your life now with a sports husband. But let me start here. You always said that we should do a podcast together.
Well, yes,
I do. Why should we do a podcast together?
Oh, because we're just so entertaining. No, I just think that we have a ton of fun talking to each other. And I don't know. I don't know if anyone talks to their spouse the way I talk to you. It's mildly abusive, mildly adorable.
Wow.
Yeah. I like to bridge that gap between, adorable and offensive.
Did you check with our couples counselor about attending today's program?
I sure did not. No. I didn't think he would think that was a good idea.
What? Tell me about our couples counselor and what makes him so valuable to our relationship.
Our couples counselor is someone that we've been friends with for a very long time. I've known him since I was 3, and he likes to aid us in our domestic disputes.
Also our domestic projects.
Projects, yes. He is a master electrician.
Or mechanical engineer. Whatever. It'll offend him.
I'm very sorry in advance, doctor. But no, he has no real doctorate. We just both value his opinion.
First of all, I love you. This is fantastic. I'm very happy that you are here right now. So I remember when we first met, when we first got together. Well,
wait,
round two.
Okay.
Round two. You had just separated from your previous husband. Mm-hmm. Which we'll get into some of that a little bit later.
I'm sure
you're really, really, really excited about
radio,
that.
Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
And I remember you saying to me, I don't want to be a sports wife.
No, sure didn't.
Sure didn't. And what does a sports wife entail?
Well, it entails having to listen to your husband talk day and night and day about every arena of the sports aspect. And yeah, now I have that times 10.
Do you miss the days when I just watch baseball and soccer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rusty, I don't know if I've shared this with you, but back in the day, like before I had to do this full time, I'd watch like primetime NFL games a lot and, you know, NBA stuff. And, you know, I was still a big sports fan, but it didn't consume my life as much.
Right.
I would on Saturdays and Sundays sometimes the last EPL game would be on at 8:30 and end at 10:30. And I was just like, call up shop, done for the day.
Done for the day.
No more sports.
10:30 in the morning. And then there was a whole Saturday that we could devote to whatever we like.
Yeah, of real football.
Yeah. Or, you know, football. Anything else.
Yeah, and how have we done with that so far?
I mean, it's been
Having a personal life.
It's been a learning curve.
Sure.
I mean, fall is not a personal life situation, I found out. I got a little bit hoodwinked because when you first got this job, it was summertime. And so summertime's kind of a lull in the sports aspect, right? We have, like, baseball. But besides that, there's not a whole lot. There's a lot of predicting.
Sure.
A lot of, in the fall, this will happen. Well, now it's our whole life revolves around what sports is going on this weekend or tonight. And we have like the cool TV now that breaks into the quads so we can watch four things. Plus, then we have the laptop going at the same time and the phone. So it's just a lot sometimes.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you too, like when I... I love this is actually like couples counseling right now. Rusty, you are now the counselor, so if anything steps up, I need you to just jump in. And...
Oh, you don't want that.
when our wonderful children, we have three children, when they would like to watch TV, which is all the time, every time, mostly only when I need to watch the TV for sports, is it a big problem to have the iPad up or the laptop up watching a game while we're also watching Bluey on the television?
No.
Because I think there's a lot of guys out there. And honk your horn if you're one of those guys that, you know, you got to understand that the fam needs some time too, but you would also like to watch the game. Are we allowed to multitask or are we getting a little side eye on that?
There's a bit of a side eye sometimes, only because it is incessant, right? Like there's, you like to use the excuse, well, it's for work. I have to be watching this game, it's for work.
But it's true.
I know.
Yeah.
It's the most exhausting part. And yes, it is true. But I have tried my hardest to be an accommodating spouse. How have I done with that?
I think you've done pretty great. And I try desperately to understand. You know, we've had family events that I have recorded Oregon Duck football games, turned my phone off.
Controversial. Very controversial in our household.
Very, very.
One of our larger fights, if we're being honest.
I am very much a person that I have talked with the brand man, the boss, about this. I'm a person that if I know what happened, what the final of a game is, and then I go back and watch it, my reactions and opinions are not the same. And I just firmly believe really hard that my initial reactions in that moment are extremely important.
Of course.
But
there are other extenuating circumstances in life. There are times where you're going to have to... I mean, what if one of our kids has the lead in a play?
Well, hopefully they have Wi-Fi at the school.
Oh, see, this is what I'm dealing with, Russ.
You record that game and watch it when you get home.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, and you can live a full life.
And my wife knows that because this has bit me in the butt a couple other times where she will just all of a sudden let slip, you know, something like, oh, you're not going to like this. Like, don't tell me. I don't want to know. I want fresh eyes.
Yep. And I'll just turn my phone off. I think I've been pretty good. I'm working on it.
Yeah, you've been pretty good.
Working on it.
Seeing like I don't have any of those ESPN notifications set or anything like that either, so it's easy for me to stay clear of those.
Every notification. He gets notified of something probably every 30 to 90 seconds.
Sorry, say that again. I spaced out.
Yeah. Just got another notification.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can turn my notifications off.
Yeah.
But do you?
In those moments, yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is like, I don't really have social media, so if I scroll through Reddit, it's, like, filled with sports stuff, so that'll just ruin for me, too. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I usually have to stay away from the Twitter at that point, too, and, yeah, just go in with fresh eyes.
We have three children.
Yeah.
I talk about our children a lot on this program. I find them delightful. In fact, Rusty and I were talking about how knock out a job as parents we did for Christmas. You would agree?
Oh, yes, I would agree. I heard that you got the new Switch.
Yes.
And?
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
And how much of your personal time is that occupied?
Well, I've been playing it with that. No, I haven't played it by myself. I've been playing with the kids.
Oh, wonder what that's like. Not my husband that loves to play video games all the live long day.
Which is so funny because I'm not really a video game guy, but I have kind of late been playing.
What have you been playing, Patrick? That's an important tidbit to add.
Ooh, I think that's a little embarrassing to share.
Oh.
Well, I've been working on it.
It's a safe space. That's what you told me before I came on today.
Have you been playing the Bluey game on Switch?
No. I've been playing
that
99.
That would be less embarrassing.
I've been playing 99 Nights in the Forest on Roblox because my son really loves to play it, and I've been trying to make my character better so I can play with him more frequently.
Uh-huh. And is that, that's the story we're going with.
That's the story I'm going with.
All right.
And I'm sticking to it.
All right.
What is the reality?
The reality is I think you just enjoy being on the little hunts and building the fires and, you know.
This game is so stupid.
It's
I really
so
need
stupid.
To stop playing it.
It's so stupid.
I haven't played in days, though.
Yes, that's true. Ladies and gentlemen, 24 hours has gone by.
Maybe 48.
Okay. Yes, we knocked it out of the park, I think, for the most part. Yeah, for Christmas. It was tricky this year. We were in a stress bubble beforehand.
Mm-hmm, totally. We almost didn't think we were going to pull it off. The last thing I'll chat about before we move on to other things is the fact that our kids don't really play sports.
Oh, they sure don't.
Yeah, and that's probably got to be a huge benefit for us. You know, there are sports families out there, not judging by any means. I'm glad you have that. If our kids really loved sports, we would dive into it because that's what you do as parents.
Right.
But I think that's one thing that helps our family and be able to, you know, for those of you out there that kind of live in these same situations of sports being as important to us as they are, you know, there's no doubt about it. You don't need to host a radio show to have sports mean a lot to you. I mean, they've meant a lot to me my entire life.
Yeah.
And we get lucky that that's how we find some balance and it's able to make things different.
Absolutely. We are not the kind of family that has to get ready for a soccer game. And then between soccer games, we're coming back and you're watching, you know, some college football game. Yes, our children are beautiful individuals, but are not athletically gifted in any capacity. And I thank the Lord every day for them because I would not know what to do if we had sports children. I am just, they come by it very naturally. Mm-hmm. I'm terrible at sports.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, so we enjoy, we like to walk the dog. And yeah, that's our sport, right?
Yep, and I do this, and then I go home and try to forget everything exists.
Yeah.
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 Not so bad. Rusty, how's she doing? Give me a should we bring her back for one more segment?
Doing great.
Bring her back for maybe a whole hour?
Oh. Doing great.
You got an hour in you, babe?
I got an hour in me.
Ooh.
What for else us, you got? For us, not for you.
Oh, just for Jeff Russ.
Just, yeah.
Well, don't forget the wonderful people out there.
Oh, of course.
This is Portland Sports Leader. Nobody listens to this show. Nobody listens to another show during this time slot more than they do this.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah. We're the best midday show in the 22nd market in America.
22nd.
It's fantastic, right?
Love it.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about consummation of sports and how how you feel some of these sports have changed over the years and talked about what you like, what you've learned. We'll do that next. This is Portland Sports Leader, the wife in the house, preschooler herself, 105.1 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ever curious how wives handle this business, well, you're in luck for this hour. I am joined here by my wonderful wife, affectionately referred to as preschool, just to not dox her on the air. I don't know if you can look you up and find me.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at any of your socials, it mm-hmm. would take people maybe 10 seconds to figure out who I was.
See, and I'm kind of an idiot when it comes to socials. Yes. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yep. And I do have my...
You could have ended that sentence earlier.
503-864-6326 is the fan text line. I'll read some stuff here. I have always lived under the assumption that all spouses talk to their partners in borderline emotionally abusive manners. Aww. So you're not on your own there, babe. this couple's counselor sounds like a catch. How did Patrick win you over him?
Oh, this is a very good question. Our couple's counselor is very happily married to the sweetest lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he is a coug. I've known him for a long time as well. He's one of my closer friends.
Have you known him since you were three?
I have not. Okay. You win that over me. Mm-hmm. This is, we are borderline Vancouver wannabe royalty.
Oh, don't say that out loud.
Why not?
Because it just makes you sound like a jerk.
It really does. Yeah. It really does.
That was the most PG rated thing I could say.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. My brother was terrified that I was going to come on here and swear. I teach preschool. My entire livelihood is keeping my mouth radio, as we say.
As we say in the house. And I've been pretty good because there are times, Rusty, when my mouth slips. I don't know if you guys run free with your kids, but my mind will slip and I'll sometimes get real close to dropping some swear words, and she just looks at me and goes, radio, and I'm able to just, like, switch it.
It can happen. Yeah, it can happen. We our kids are, we got 13 and 9, and they've heard it all.
Oh, to be clear, our children have also heard it all.
We just try not to.
Yes.
Yes. Harris, your wife is fantastic. You're a very lucky man. I've been listening to you for a long time, and even without the sports element, putting up with you has to be a challenge.
Oh, true story. Yes. Not the first or the last time someone will say that to me. Someone recently asked, oh my gosh, I can't believe your husband talks for 3 hours about sports 5 days a week. I'm like, he could talk for 3 hours about almost anything. Craft beer, the environment.
Ooh, don't get me started on that.
Yeah, anything.
Number one political category there for me is the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that obnoxious to you?
It's obnoxious draining to everyone. Like, we all know the environment's hosed. I don't need to hear a personal, you know, diatribe every other time I use the Tupperware. You know, really, we should not be using plastic Tupperware. We should be using glass.
Microplastics, dude.
We're already full of them.
See?
I know. It's a good thing I'm not producing anymore. Yeah. Like Rust, you probably produced before the microplastics got into, you know, your fun bag down there because it can really affect, you know, your situation.
Gotcha.
This is not good radio. No one wants to hear about the microplastics in anyone's bag.
Oh, okay. moving on.
Boom. Roasted.
As we usually say, Oakley Doakley. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about sports and as things have changed. I'd love to get into Kyle Whittingham in Michigan here in a moment.
Yes, please.
Because you and your Michigan ties. How does sports, you know, I don't mean to be this in an interview, but I think there's a lot of guys out there and maybe even wives out there listening that are curious how this goes. Have your sports viewership changed since this job started for me? Like, I know obviously you are more exposed to it because of me, but do you find yourself liking it more or less?
I think I like it more on a general level. I mean, I think that I'm more invested than I previously have been for obvious reasons, but you talk about it almost nonstop. And so it's like intrigued, like bumped my intrigue, like the whole Chauncey Billups situation. Mm. That was a very large deal in our house. Before that, I had completely thought that was the name of a horse, but turns out it was the Blazers coach.
Why would that be the name of a horse?
Chauncey Billups, like, do-do-do-do. I don't know. It just sounds like a horse name. But yes, I'm more interested now.
Chauncey Gallops.
Chauncey Gallops.
Oh, see? Oh, man.
That's actually would be a good horse name.
Oh.
If we ever own a horse, we can call him Chauncey Gallops.
Okay.
I would like, for the record, not to own a horse.
Great. Yeah. But yeah, I am more interested now, if we're being honest.
What are your favorite sports? Like, if you had to watch one or two sports, what would you choose?
Okay. Well, I actually really do like baseball. I know that you are a baseball fan yourself, but mm-hmm. I sort of started getting interested in this. I was thinking about this on the car ride over. Round one, the first time we dated, mm-hmm. was in high school, And it was when the Boston Red Sox, do you remember this? The Boston broke the Bambino curse.
2004.
Yeah. And that was so exciting that that kind of like got me a little bit looped in on baseball. I don't know. I find it to be a lot of fun, especially if you're in the summer and you're like listening to while you're working in the yard. You got like a cerveza going on. I don't know. Good times.
Tom Hamilton of the great Cleveland Guardians. Or you could get some Rick Riz for the Mariners.
Yeah.
We'll always miss the great Dave Niehaus. We'll always miss that. Anything other than baseball?
Okay. I do like soccer or football.
Football is life.
Yes. We have gone to a number of Timbers games, and I find that to be really a ton of fun. I like NCAA football. I am not an NFL girl. I am trying to be, much to my sister's chagrin. My sister and brother-in-law are huge Seahawks fans and always want me to get looped in on that. But
get the 12 jersey going. Just make it happen.
Yeah.
What is it? You said you're not a big NFL fan. What is it about the NFL? Because I know what I struggled with for a while, but I've really opened up to it. I mean, especially we have to in this job, and I've found myself rekindling that love for it. What kind of pushes you off from it?
Well, first of all, the stoppages drive me insane. I feel like it's like going for 2 seconds and then there's nothing, and then 2 seconds and nothing. There's just too much stopping, for my personal opinion. I don't love some of the things that go on off the field, if I'm being honest. Being a lady, it's hard to support.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the choices that are made by the NFL?
Choices made by grown men with millions of dollars that decide to throw it away, and somehow the NFL doesn't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not the classiest of situations at some point.
How would you change that? You're talking accountability.
Yeah.
You're talking about how, like, if I drunk drive kill somebody, I probably lose my job.
Yes.
But not necessarily in pro sports.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like playing pro sports is a privilege, and the NFL specifically does not treat it as such, that like they can do almost anything and still come back and play. And I
kind of just say sorry and move along.
Yeah. It's annoying to me. I want there to be more accountability. I want there to be more leadership in the NFL, more respect for women,
mm-hmm.
if I can put that
totally
out there.
I say that all the time. Do you feel this? What about the situation that's like outside of domestic violence and stuff like that, in terms of like cheating? Okay, like the Astros, for example, steroids, or whether it be in baseball or football or whatever. I mean, is cheating just part of the game? And if you don't get caught, that's okay?
I mean, why there's an overarching like accountability for every other profession, mm-hmm. right? Like, I cannot just cheat at my job and make it so all of my preschoolers have, you know, 4 stars on every assignment. Like, that's just not how the real world works. And why does that not translate into the sports world?
Yeah, especially because millions of dollars are at stake and TV deals, and all these people get away with doing whatever they want because they feel it's almost like a right. Like, I was born this athletic, so I deserve to be a part of it.
Right. And they think they're royalty, and that annoys me.
Is there a sport that you think needs more change than any other sport? NBA, NHL, and MLB, ooh, soccer, whatever it is. Something that fundamentally just you can't get behind.
I mean, I would like to see the NBA be more enjoyable. Like,
And how, what does that look like?
Okay, so like when we go to a Blazers game, it does not seem as fun as when we go to any other game. Why is that?
You tell me why. Like, what is it? You're not feeling the juice in the crowd?
Yeah, there's like a sense of community. Like, we go to the Timbers game, we feel like we're in Portland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is there not that kind of connection with going to the Portland Trailblazers? Is that just a Trailblazers feeling for me, or is that a universal overarching?
It's kind of a universal thing, but
yeah,
it's one that specifically down in San Antonio, Victor Wembanyama is trying to make the experience there more like attending a soccer match. And so, like, there's a special section reserved for trying to think of the best way to put this, but those soccer type fans. Mm-hmm. And yes, to try to get that environment going throughout the entire game, like what happens at a Timbers match or
OKC did a really good job of that in the finals run. Mm-hmm. They did a very good job. That crowd was dynamic. Look what the Knicks did with Timothy Shamalama Ding Dong on the sideline, you know? Like they leaned into the celebrities being there on the court,
right,
and tried to find ways about it. I think one thing that you might be missing that'll be interesting to share with you is when the Blazers are good, that is there. 100%. And I think that's why when Danny and I sit here on this show, specifically, you know, with Danny's connection with the Blazers,
yeah, yeah,
why we try so hard to be critical, and we need to be critical, but also trying to be cautiously optimistic because we know how great the team can rejuvenate this city. But to your point, I'll flip it on its head, and the Timbers can be mediocre, and that crowd is in at yeah, all times.
Yeah.
And I think some of that is soccer built in. I have always said I would love to do more work with soccer. I would love soccer to be a bigger point here on the Fan Sports Network in general, whether yeah, it's games we cover or segments on all the shows that get into it. The reality is, what I've noticed is that soccer fans that go to Timbers games, and I know some of you text in all the time and comment on the YouTube chat about how you are just as diehard and get excited when we talk about it. But the reality is, you know, most Timbers fans, when they get done, they're listening to podcasts about murder mystery. They're listening to Mark Hamilton's, you know, awesome curated music on 94.7. They're a little more, sports is not their life. You know, they have this pie.
They're not listening to the post-game show breakdown.
They have this piece of pie that's the Timbers, and they love that. You know, that's the lemon meringue that grandma made.
Right.
But it's not the whole pie. And I want to try to find a way to tap into that. And I think you bring up a great point about experience in the game is huge.
Yeah. I'm not having as much fun if I'm at an NBA game. Why is that? Like, I'm...
It's a great question. It's a great question.
Not that hard to please.
What up?
father's listening.
I totally get you on that because I'm the same way with the NBA as a whole. Working with Danny every day has been very, very helpful. I really enjoyed watching the Blazer game last night.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that game that, you know, we'll talk about in the Big Nooner with Jeremiah Coughlin coming up. There was a lot of that game that still really frustrates me, you know, missed free throws, turning the ball over, doing stupid stuff late in the game. But I've been trying more and more to get back into the NBA. And to the Wembanyama comment, to what I was saying about OKC, Indiana, the Knicks last year of really trying to pump that up, I'm with you. That's what's going to get me going.
Right.
That's what's going to get me going. Yeah. Do you want to talk? You want to talk sports?
Okay.
Like some real sports?
Okay.
Michigan hires their man, Kyle Whittingham, out of the shadows, becomes head coach at the University of Michigan. Wifey here has some ties to that program, and I'm curious how we got here. So we'll do that next. But first, we'll toss it to Rusty with sports.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have Web Gems here in about 15 minutes, as we always do every day at 11:45. Enter to win a 4-pack of tickets to the 66th Annual Portland Boat Show, Thursday, January 7th through Sunday, the 11th. Check out the best prices, top brands, and compare hundreds of boats to buy all under one roof at the Portland Expo Center. Enter now at 1051thefan.com or grab 2-for-1 discount coupons at pdxboatshow.com. We are joined here by Preschool, my wonderful wife, talking sports.
Hello,
it's quiet week around here. I ran it by the brand man, and he just said, "That sounds awesome, dude. Just don't let it suck." And then he reminded me, come back around. He goes, "That last sentence was really important."
Yeah, not a lot of pressure at all for someone who's never been on the radio or done any kind of public speaking.
How are we doing so far, interim couples counselor?
Hey, you're doing great.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Hour flying by.
Oh, this is sweet.
503-864-6326. Some comments here from somebody that about our last conversation. If you're comparing a Timbers match with a Blazer game, the Blazers experience won't measure up. Timber fans are 100% more into it. There's no Blazers army, which I responded to them with, maybe there should be.
Yeah.
You know, why not? If it's something that we do really well in this town, it's Soccer City, USA. Talk to Rob Stone about it when I was at Army Navy, who was the soccer guy at Fox Sports. And, you know, we were talking off air and he's just like, you have the best fans in the USA. And you may not win all the time, but man, your team loves it. Maybe borrow from that and send it over to the Blazers.
And I don't think soccer is inherently more exciting than basketball. Basketball can be incredibly exciting. So why don't we have that here? Why don't we have people chanting? Is there some kind of a law against it, like an NBA guideline that we can't be having fun?
It's like golf.
Yeah.
Everybody be quiet. We are here in the third quarter, and Victor Wembanyama, ooh, misses a free throw. He's going to really hate that one. No, you're right. And to this texter's point who follows up again, like, we've all been to the Moda Center, the Rose Garden, when that place is rocking.
Yeah.
And when the Blazers are good, it does change. But yeah, why not bother something from someone else that's working to see if that could work here? Nobody else in the NBA has like a dedicated fan section that are rabid and chanting the whole game and stuff like that. It could work.
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea. Let's slide into the story of the weekend, at least for me. It's so funny to have you in, babe, and talk to you about this because I've been, we've talked on this show a lot. When the Sharon Moore situation broke, it's, extremely ugly and heinous, and kind of to your point about how there's sometimes a lack of accountability when men do stupid things, especially when it hurts women, and family members and children and stuff like that. Talk to me. You have a lot of experience in the Michigan fandom world. Where did that start? What is that like for you?
So, you had previously spoken about me being married before you, and my first husband is a diehard Michigan fan. We got married in 2010, so I entered in the Rich Rodriguez era, not the greatest era. And it was my first real experience with being inside of a sports family. Growing up, my family did not watch sports. My brothers did cross country and track, but we...
And swimming.
And swimming, yes. There was the occasional Masters on the television, but beyond that, we had no sports affiliation. And so I kind of fell in love with the romance that was Michigan. It is something that the Ohio State and University of Michigan feud is very big for those that are diehard fans.
Very, right? Very big. I mean, it is the number one rivalry in all of college football, and that includes USC, Notre Dame, locally Oregon, UW, personally UW, Washington State. Nothing is bigger in college. I mean, Alabama, Georgia is getting there, but I feel like Ohio State, Michigan is still number one.
Yeah. And so I got a little bit swept up in the romance of the NCAA football season.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of history to that team, right? You have Yost, you have Carr, you have Bo Schembechler. You know, there's there's a lot there. And the people that are fans specifically of University of Michigan are incredibly passionate. I had the chance to go to Ann Arbor and go to a Michigan football game, and it's just different. Now, I have not had the opportunity to go to other games besides Wazoo, but yeah, it just feels different. And they're devoted, and our children are devoted.
Our children are obnoxiously devoted, to the sense that I'm a Cleveland Guardians fan in baseball, and my kids think the state of Ohio is just a dumpster. Yeah. Because they don't understand that, like, Ohio State is just a college within a city. They just assume the entire state is that, so it must be trash.
Yeah.
And that makes it very difficult. I'm like, Cleveland's a cool little town. I took my mom there for the World Series in 2016. Fun place. They're like, disgusting.
Yeah, the river lights on fire and everything.
Yeah.
The Cuyahoga. Yeah. Let's go, baby.
Yeah. I'm trying to see all 50 states before I turn 50. Mm-hmm. That is my goal. And every time we have the list going on our desk, the kids scratch out Ohio. Because what is the point of going there, Mom? Why would you go there?
Why would you succumb to those terrible, terrible people?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this coaching situation. I don't know if you've talked to your ex-husband about it at all or just anything. But I have been kind of long on, obviously, Sharon Moore is shown a history of being a very, very kind of gross man.
Yeah.
It's not just this woman. It sounds like he's inappropriately direct message other women. And he's kind of had a thing of like a history of this. But a lot of it dials back to when you include Connor Stallions in it and some other things involved. It sounds like this all traces back to Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
But I know when Jim Harbaugh was hired, you guys were over the moon.
My first husband was more excited when Harbaugh was hired than when we found out we were pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's hope he's not listening. That doesn't sound great for him. But yeah, it was a huge deal. It was a huge deal for...
The prodigal son returns.
The prodigal son returns, and maybe, just maybe, we'll have a chance. I mean, I think the Michigan team really speaks for the city of Detroit and for the state of Michigan that have had a lot of really terrible luck in life.
Yeah, Detroit is not, I mean, building city, but has not notoriously been a great place to live.
No. So this was our one big chance that we're going to get back in. And some of that came to fruition, but some of it really didn't.
I was going to ask, is it worth it? Like, with everything that's falling apart right now, and it sounds like this could go up ahead of the AD all the way to the chancellor president situation, that there is a large, as we call in the NCAA, lack of institutional control going on at Michigan. Was it worth it for Harbaugh to be the don't look over here kind of situation? Was it worth it for a national title? Now, maybe not for you, but you know this fan base. Are they taking that because they got a natty and we'll figure it out later?
Yes.
Or do most of them feel like you do, where you say it's not worth it?
I would say that there are a lot of fans that are like, hey, we did what we had to do.
J.J. McCarthy's the GOAT.
Yeah. But in all reality, no. I mean, this has messed up this program for years to come.
The Connor Stallion stuff already put a kind of a black eye on Harbaugh's natty.
Yeah.
The Sharon Moore stuff is just gross.
Well, so it makes you wonder, though, too, because, look, Kyle Whittingham, college football is its own thing, but he always, I think anyway, been looked at as a relatively does it the right way kind of guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it almost seems like, is he getting assurances that he's going to be able to come in and help clean house and, like, you know, kind of rebrand this, their reputation and turn things around? Cause I have a hard time believing that he would come in if he thought it was going to remain a dumpster fire.
I think he has
to be.
And
the issues were, like, above the coaching level.
I think he has to be. And I've talked about it on this show, and I've waxed poetically, as I love to say. and I've chatted with preschool here at home about it too. Like, I know what Michigan means to our family, to your past, and maybe even your present and future.
Yeah.
And so as much as I like to tease Michigan on this program, I do understand their place in life for college football. And I do understand their relevance, but I also understand that this is a really gross time.
Yeah.
And I have sat here and said, Kyle Whittingham stepped down, I said, Michigan, go get him. Go get him, because he might not be your coach for the long term, because everybody wants the young hot shots now. Everybody wants to find their Dan Lanning and their Kenny Dills and et cetera. But, like, you have so many issues here that I need an adult in the room.
Right.
And Kyle Whittingham is an adult who ran a program for 20 years. You know, he lived in an urban Meyer world. Let's talk about how messy that got in the end. And so I'm here for the adult in the room to clean it up. And I honestly, assuming he can get his coaching staff together, there are rumors he has got the DC from BYU coming over. He's stealing the OC from Utah. And if he can keep that great recruiting class intact, he's got a shot to win a natty. Look, Utah, we know Utah pretty damn well out in the West Coast once they joined the Pac-12. And we didn't think they were going to be anything. And they walked in, punched everybody in the mouth, went to Rose Bowls, et cetera, and told people we're here to stay. And now Whittingham can do that with Michigan talent, Michigan funding. Does it make you want to watch more? You out on that.
Yeah, it does. I'm very interested to see if this is a rebrand or if this is just a palate cleanser. If this is going to be a permanent change, or is this a curse? You know, is there a Michigan curse that has started?
The Harbaugh curse. Yeah. You heard it here first. There could be the Harbaugh curse.
It could be. Right?
Oh, boy. If Michigan struggles over the next few years, you're going to hear me say that phrase a whole lot. Mm-hmm. The Harbaugh curse. All right. When we come back, it's Web Gems. Everybody's favorite. We'll do that next. Preschool in the house with me, 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems, everybody's favorite. Do it every single day at 11:45. Coming up in the Big Nooner, our good friend Jeremiah Coughlin will join us, the comedian in town. He's got a show coming up we'd like to pump, and we'll talk a little sports with him on this modified Patrick and Friends edition, or as Rufio called it, Dusty and Friends edition, even though Dusty's not here. But let's get to this. Web Gems today is brought to you by the NBA.
Oh.
As we have already spoken about. It is this this clip comes to you via Pascal Siakam. He is probably the second best player on the Indiana Pacers, my Indiana Pacers. He's kind of become the leader since Tyrese Halliburton blew his Achilles and famously in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. This team has been a struggle of late. I will read you these stats right here. The Indiana Pacers offseason rankings without Tyrese Halliburton this season. Also should be noted, they don't have Miles Turner either. 30 points, 30th in points possession, 30th in two-point shooting percentage, 30th in three-point shooting percentage, also just 30th in shooting percentage in general, 30th in assists per game. They have the worst record in the league. How
Ouch.
Many teams do you think there are in the NBA, babe?
42.
30.
Oh, okay.
They are dead last in every single thing. And Pascal Siakam had something to say. And I'm curious your thoughts on this, because I don't think Pascal necessarily speaks for just his team, but I think he might speak for what a lot of us think of the NBA. Here's Pascal Siakam.
Like what we're going to do, not okay. I think we're going to go somewhere. So, but if you go out there every single day and it just feels like, okay, we lost another game, like it doesn't matter, like, yeah, we're just going to keep sinking. Like, I don't think we're going to get out of it. Until, like, when you lose and you go home and, like, it really hurts you, like, it doesn't matter. Like, we're just going to keep coming in here and do the same thing and lose every night. And it's going to be, it is what it is, right? Like, because who cares? Like, we just lost another game. Doesn't matter, right? So, I don't know. I don't like that feeling. If we don't decide to change that, like, yeah, it's not going to change. We got to make it happen. Like, nobody's going to feel sorry for us. We can't blame the schedule. We can't blame anything. Like, the day we're going to decide that we are tired of it, I think we're going to go somewhere.
And I think Pascal speaks for a lot of us. I mean, it's really difficult for them. They were in Game 7 of the NBA Finals last year. Now, a borderline improbable run. There was a lot of things that broke their way, and Hallie came on the scene and showed us that he is a bona fide superstar in the NBA. But Pascal's not wrong. This team is really bad. And I understand losing your best player can make things very difficult. But what he's talking about is guys giving a D. And it doesn't sound like they give a D. And that has to be, for you, you know, let's take you as you know, especially in the NBA, an extremely casual viewer.
Yeah.
Does that make you want to watch the Indiana Pacers? If I tell you that they're kind of my second team behind the Blazers, I say, hey, babe, the Pacers are on tonight. You're like, what? I just heard that Siakam guy. They don't care. Why would I watch?
Yeah, I mean, that's very fair. But I also have issues with him bringing this out into the open. I want to know, like, what has happened in that locker room, why he feels like this is an okay way to air his grievances. It makes me think about George Costanza in Festivus when he's just like, look, I have the mic. I'm going to just air my grievances about this entire season.
Mm-hmm. And would you respect it if he had that opinion already and shared it with his team before going public?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's just not a great look.
Because I think sometimes what's a struggle, and you know, we're actually going to get into this tomorrow a little bit about the NBA and effort, is J.J. Redick had some comments about Lakers the other day, and it feels like that NBA players take things for granted more than in any other sport. And if that's the case, and if there's built-in problems, and the NBA is on notice for that being a problem, you have to do something, because if you become, what do people always knock on baseball for?
That it's so slow.
It's so
boring.
And it's just about my team, and I don't want to watch all these other teams, and right. It's regional and stuff like that. Well, the NBA could get to a place where they become that. A Web Jams tomorrow is something similar. I was looking at how sports make their money.
Yeah.
And baseball, it generates more revenue than basketball right now.
Wow.
And that's crazy to think, because you have Charles and Kenny and Shaq on the pregame that everybody loves, and that's must watch television.
Sure.
But we'd almost rather watch that game instead of watch that show instead of the game.
Right.
And it's more like, would you rather watch, you know, the podcast about your favorite show, or would you rather watch the show itself?
I want to watch the show. I don't understand why there has to be a podcast about our favorite shows. But I also don't understand quite why he's doing this. Like, what is this accomplishing? Is he just annoyed and wants the world to know?
Maybe. And I think it's also really tough because, look, the Charlotte Hornets have been bad for a long time.
Right.
The Blazers haven't made the playoffs in over 5 years.
Right.
So obviously you can probably have these conversations in a lot of locker rooms. But I think what makes it really, really difficult is that the Pacers were Tyrese Halliburton's Achilles away from potentially winning an NBA title last year.
Right.
And I think that builds that frustration, because you're worried that, you know, is my window closing? Am I hosed now?
Well, what's he doing behind the scenes? That's what I want to know.
A great question.
Like, is this just all talk, or is he the first one in and last one out of
training? I would hope so. I would hope so. He strikes me as that kind of guy. Pascal Siakam's great. One of my favorite players in the NBA.
Hmm.
Abigail,
yes.
This was a lot of fun.
This was so much fun. Thank you guys so much for having me on. This was a real treat.
Of course. That's preschool. That's my wife joined us for this hour. Thank you. Babe, I love you.
I love you too.
When we come back, Jeremiah Coughlin in the house. We'll talk a little sports and have him on, plug his show as he gets ready to do another great one here in the Rose City. Big Nooner is next. One more to go. 105.1 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.